Headphone listen to an audio version of this post. ISTE Live 23 is happening June 25 to 28. Are you as excited as we are? There will be awesome presentations and the opportunity to connect with new and familiar faces. ISTE Live 23 also gives you a chance to tour Philadelphia, a city famous for its history, a certain extra cheesy sandwich and the stairway of all stairways. We've put together some must-see activities in Philadelphia, so set aside some time in your ISTE schedule to check them out. Plus, be sure to stop by Booth 1613 to say hello to the Hapara team and join in on the fun activities we have planned. 1. Visit the Liberty Bell. Why not start your ISTE Live 23 trip by visiting one of the most iconic symbols of freedom? The Liberty Bell was built in 1752, and its inscription has inspired activists across centuries. You can also spot the famous Liberty Bell crack while you're there. Although no one is certain how it first cracked, metal workers in 1846 actually widened it on purpose to restore the bell tone and make sure it didn't continue cracking. Now you know, too. Tour Independence Hall. Whether you teach U.S. history or not, you don't want to miss Independence Hall, otherwise known as the birthplace of America. The Liberty Bell is located near Independence Hall, so you can walk right over to see it. The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were signed in this historic building. It's also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. 3. Grab a cheesesteak. Eating a city's authentic dishes should be part of any ISTE live trip, and if you're in Philadelphia, you obviously have to grab a cheesesteak. This sandwich usually comes with cheese sauce locals call whiz, or what you might refer to as cheese whiz. Some versions come with provolone or American cheese slices instead. Here are some of the most popular spots for a cheesesteak. Where to find the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia? Not into meat or cheese? We've got you covered. Check out the Tasty for Vegan Cheesesteaks. Just keep in mind that this restaurant starts service for the week on Wednesday. 4. Run up the Rocky Steps. Did you really visit Philadelphia if you didn't run up the Rocky Steps? You're an educator, so we know you're a champion. Run up those steps, raise your arms in the air and, of course, take a picture. The steps actually lead up to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, another great attraction. At the bottom, you'll also see the Rocky statue, which was created for the movie, Rocky 3. Don't forget to take a picture with the statue. 2.5. See the love sculpture. In the City of Brotherly Love, you can visit one of the most popular pieces of artwork in Philadelphia, the love sculpture. Artist Robert Indiana created this sculpture for the bicentennial in 1976. You can see it by visiting John F. Kennedy Plaza across from City Hall. 6. Tour the Franklin Institute. For all you science lovers at ISTE Live 23, plan a visit to the Franklin Institute. This museum is full of hands-on and interactive exhibits, including a new Disney exhibition. You also don't want to miss the Fells Planetarium for stargazing. 7. Visit Reading Terminal Market. You can't eat cheesesteaks for every meal, so take a trip over to Reading Terminal Market. Philadelphia has a long history of public markets, and in 1893, Reading Terminal Market opened. You can find all kinds of good eats and drinks, plus ice cream, candy, baked goods and places to shop. 8. Find a hidden hippie, the Sheepicorn. Where in the world? Or the ISTE Live 23 Expo Hall. Is hippie? Put on your detective hat and search for a hippie, the Sheepicorn, hidden around the Expo Hall. We'll share clues to help you out, so be sure to keep an eye on Hapara's social media. If you are one of the lucky few to find a Sheepicorn, head over to Booth 1613 for some fun swag. Afterward, don't forget to snap a pic of your Sheepicorn on a Philadelphia adventure. Be sure to share it on Twitter and tag us at @Hapara_team. We love to see all the fun places hippie visits. Bonus points if you take them to the top of the Rocky Steps. 9. Chat with Hapara customers. At Booth 1613, you can also hear directly from some of Hapara's customers to find out why they chose our tools for deeper, safer digital learning. It's a great way to get first-hand knowledge from school leaders and educators who use Hapara. Check out our Twitter page for updates on when customers will be available in our booth. Or, if you already love Hapara, hang out with other like-minded educators and exchange ideas. What are your plans for ISTE 2023? We'd love to hear from you. Send a tweet to @Hapara_team to tell us about the fun activities you can't wait to check out. The Hapara Instructional Suite makes digital learning more effective and organized for teachers and students. Want to learn more? Check out our buyer's guide.